Elvis really enjoys Memphis, coming to Graceland here. After all, he spent quite a few of his younger days here, you know, and it's more like home to him than any other place, I guess. And he has quite a few friends here he likes to visit and see, you know, and talk to about different things. The changes being made in Memphis and what have you.
What was it like when you first got here?
We first moved to Graceland? Well, it was...
Just say, when we first moved to Graceland.
We first moved to Graceland, it was quite different than what it is now. There was no fences here. And very few houses, none of this here was out there. And all across the street has been built since. So it's just kind of closed us into the city here.
And just say, now we have shopping centers and...
We have shopping centers and all types of restaurants and what have you out here now. It's just like being uptown.
Is this up?
But we still have 14 acres. It's quite a bit of room to play in, you know.
What about tourists? A lot of people come by here?
Yeah, this...
Why don't you just start it by saying, in the summertime, got a lot of folks coming by to visit.
In the summertime, we have quite a few tourists coming through. They like to come up and take pictures of the house, you know. More so in the summer. Of course, a few come all through the year, you know. Sometimes we have a traffic jam down there on the highway. The people stopping. Have to get the policeman out there to get it straightened out.
Now change the shot. And then just say, a couple months ago, they named the street out front.
Just a couple of months ago, they renamed this highway out here in the name of Elvis Presley Boulevard, which was real good, you know, very great. This was Elvis's first big hit record from Heartbreak Hotel. This is when he got the first gold record from. Sold over 1 million copies.
That started it all off?
Yeah, that seemed to get it rolling. That was 1956, after the first television show. The Jackie Gleason stage show. It just seemed to boom from that.
How did it all begin? Did you ever expect to...
Well, really, when he first got started, we had no idea what it would amount to, you know, of course. He made his first record and just to try out, see how it would sound, and about 8 months later, they made one to be released, you know. And it seemed to just boom overnight. So after that, he was touring around in the South, like Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi. Then he went to Louisiana Hayride once a week on Saturday nights, and then from there to television, 56.
What was that first recording session like? I mean, how did it all start?
Well, it's kind of hard to remember everything that happened. It's been quite a while ago, you know, but he just went down to make a record to see, you know, just see how he would sound on wax. So Mr. Sam Phillips was the owner of the recording studio at the time. So he told him, he says, I want to get your name and address before you leave because I might use you, you know, something might come up. So about 8 months later, they called him one night and said, come down, I think we've got something you can use. So he went down and worked all night on trying to come up with something, you know, that he liked. So they finally hit on That's All Right Mama in the Blue Moon of Kentucky. And it was released, and it just boomed from that, you know.
And what happened that night? They played the record? And
yeah, a disc jockey by the name of Dewey Phillips had a radio show at night called Red Hot and Blue. So he called the house and wondered where Elvis was. I said, well, he's gone to the show. He said, well, see if you can get him down here. He said, the phone's ringing off the wall and the telegram's coming in and I can't answer the phone. I got to do my job, you know. So we walked up to the theater and got him, and he went down to the station and worked the rest of the night. So he started recording, and it just kind of went from that, you know.
In other words, you didn't know what was going to happen.
Had no idea what would really happen, you know. Had no way of knowing it would get as big as it is.
How many records did he sell when he started off?
You mean of this Sun label?
How many singles did he sold over 1 million? How many albums sold over 1 million?
Oh, he has 56 singles that sold over 1 million copies, 56 gold records now, and 16 albums that sold over 1 million copies. Well, 18 albums were the two over here. 56 singles and 18 albums, gold records.
And what was it like for Elvis in those first days? He was kind of different from the rest of the guys, wasn't he?
Well, in some ways, some of the clothes he wore was different. The way he wore his hair was quite different to what there was back then, you know. And he was criticized quite often about it, but it really didn't bother him. He didn't change it. He went on like he was anyway.
What was that story you told me about, you know, when you first decided to go into show business? Did you have any inkling?
No, he called me into his room one day there. I believe it was shortly after he got out of high school. And he said, "I want to be an entertainer." And I said, "Well, you know, I don't know much about that sort of thing, but you deal with quite a few people in the business." I said, "Why don't you talk to some of them and see what you got to do to get into it, you know?" At that time, he was more interested in the gospel singing, the quartet singing, you know. So he tried for two or three different of the young groups to get in with them, and they was either full or they didn't think he could sing good enough or something. I don't know what happened. Then after he made this record, quite a few of the quartet groups wanted him then, and so he talked to me about it again, you know. He said, "What would you do?" He said, "I can get into the quartet singing now, the gospel feel." And of course, my reaction was I wouldn't do it. I'd just keep what I got, because you tried that before and they wouldn't take you in. I said, "I'd just stick to what I got." So he did.